Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for being patient. This is Matt Farrell. He's our town attorney. And why he's here tonight is we have a couple of issues with the, a couple appointments that weren't done until the beginning of the year. Matt's gonna explain it to you. Simple as I guess we can.
Do you need a motion for that executive session?
I don't think so. I don't think we ever, do we? Okay, all right.
I'll make a motion.
Don, make a motion? Dick, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Good evening, everybody. Because the matters we're discussing are personnel issues, I'm gonna try to be as bland as possible. The two positions that are kind of an issue right now, dog control and code enforcement officer. The board and I have been working diligently for the last month or so to resolve the specifics of the employment of those two positions. We knew the code enforcement officer position would not be resolved as of this evening. And we thought that there was a chance the DCO would be, the dog control officer. It's not going to be. So the fact that neither of those can be resolved on a permanent basis tonight, it's my recommendation to the board that provisional appointments be made for both of those positions because, one, on the DCO position, Ags and Markets is breathing down the town's neck because we don't have somebody appointed to do the job right now, and that's a problem. There's gotta be somebody that can deal with dogs in general, specifically dangerous dogs that's on staff, that's working, that's available to work. Because we can't resolve that permanently tonight for a variety of reasons, and I know Ms. Mills is here tonight, the biggest reason is you have an attorney. I don't feel comfortable talking to you without that person present. It's minor things, but, so I think hopefully we can resolve yours quickly. Until then, I don't know when he's available, but until then, the town needs to have somebody appointed provisionally. Provisionally, obviously, is gonna be on a temporary basis, hopefully until we resolve Ms. Mills' employment status with the town, and hopefully that gets worked out favorably for everybody we move on. So I don't want you to get the wrong idea that this will affect you, hopefully, long-term. Same thing with the CEO position, the code enforcement position. There's a lot of things, kind of a backlog in the office right now of work that needs to get done. We cannot resolve that on a permanent basis tonight. I've spoken to the current CEO's attorney at length this week. That person is out of town for about the next 10 days. We've had some ideas passed back and forth. There's nothing we can do tonight. There's projects right now that need permits. There's things that need to get done sort of quickly out of that office. So again, it's my recommendation to the board to appoint somebody provisionally until we get that situation resolved long-term. But at least with two provisional appointments, the town can kind of move forward, work can get done. There's no thought behind this that we hold up the two current employees of the town that have those positions. We want to get those resolved, but we do need to move forward and get the work of the town done. So it's my recommendation to the board that they make those provisional appointments tonight. It's up to them what they do and who they appoint if they do that. But just so everybody's kind of got the background as to what the board may do next, that's kind of where we're at. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. On the dog control officer, do we have a motion to appoint someone?
I'll make a motion to appoint Irving Guerin.
Okay. We got a second?
I'll second.
Irving? Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Thank you. Do I have a motion for anyone as a code enforcement officer appointment, temporary?
I'll make a motion to appoint John Gordon.
Okay, I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Thank you. Okay, has everyone had a chance to read their minutes from last month's meeting? Any corrections or additions or as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written. Dick? Second. Chris?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bowris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Thank you. Okay, highway.
So
Spring coming?
We can only hope.
Waiting for weather to take decorations down someday. Whenever, we're going from snow to water now, so.
Yeah. So, okay.
Well, the used grader we bought is at the shop. We've used it many times already. Excellent.
I heard it was.
I need to clarify something. I wasn't here last month. The town we bought it from got $300,000 or $400,000 grant specifically for equipment. It's the only reason they got rid of it. They were giving government money to buy brand new. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. I didn't have to go look at it.
As far as bids, Chris, you're buying it from another municipality, right?
Right.
So you don't have to go out to bid on it.
Right.
One municipality can buy something from another without going through all the bid process.
Right. Right. They're getting three bids. Yeah. Yeah. So. Okay.
Two red trucks. One's a 2010. One's a 2011. Front end are going to be ball joints, wheel bearings, roughly $2,500
each. What other?
They're starting to off. I can list them on that government website. We don't have to sell them. I mean, we paid $18,000 for them.
Now those are the red ones.
Yep.
What are you replacing?
I would prefer to replace them with one ton or three quarter ton. We can't, other than ride around with them.
Yeah.
All the trailers we've got, we're not legal.
Too big for them, yeah.
Yeah. And should you get would it pay for the town, if they're getting the truck, to get a crew cab truck versus a regular cab truck to do that if you're going to replace them?
Yes and no. Convenience, it'd be great to have it, but the price, it'd be farther ahead. We could justify using two instead of one. Even with the government pricing, it's a lot more.
A lot more. I knew it was more, but I didn't know.
That's like the game of, if you keep them 3 to 5 years and sell them, do you go with gas or with diesel? It depends how you want to look at it. Like the resales. I don't think we're set up well enough yet to worry about having to, you know, if you could do like we did with the plow truck, where you pay for 3 years or 5 years and then sell it and get another new one. Technically, we ain't got the money to do that. I need some more roadside equipment first. Just nothing we got to do right now.
Right.
But I wanted permission to at least list them and see what we can get. It don't cost a dime.
See what they come on. See what the new ones are worth.
These are off state contract.
See what a new one would cost.
Would you sell both of them and get one new 150 or?
Are those things we have to declare surplus to do that?
No.
I don't believe.
According to highway school, you don't have to. As long as it's an auction website.
Like the one the grader came from.
It's just like going out to bid. And it don't cost nothing. They charge the buyer's side.
Yep.
Okay.
You buy it.
Okay. All right, yeah, check it out. See what you can get for them. See what a new one would cost. See what our difference is. We can go from there.
I ain't had time to talk to Jamie or Jim to get that generator fixed. Did you
I see Jamie today, but I was about to ask him. I'll give him a
call. It's too cold anyway, so. Yeah. But
I'll give him a buzz and see if he can come up with some kind of price on what we'll do to fix on.
Stuff will calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
For now, I guess that's it.
Okay. All right.
Chris, what's that? Inspection thing for the fuel tanks or whatever.
I got the email. I haven't figured we'd get a bill. That's, we had to rip the building down.
No, but what was it from?
That is...
Something about being stored in the...
Yeah, the fuel tank and the diesel tank can't be enclosed.
What's that?
It can't be in a building.
The fuel tanks?
Yeah, fuel and diesel.
We got it.
Especially the doctor. DEC don't really care, but the...
Department.
That was the state.
We went through all those inspections.
Department of Labor, yeah.
That was PESH.
OSHA.
PESH? We went through all the inspections when we built the darn thing. They were fine. Now they have.
Now they're not.
So what you gotta do?
We had to rip the tin all off.
So you got a roof over it, but...
That's where we might end up with a little fine, because he was supposed to get back to me. I was gonna build a building to put the pumps in. And you know, they freeze. Well, they've been froze for the last 2 weeks.
That's a problem.
Who's gonna answer to DEC when I've got a fuel spill because you can't shut the pump off? He didn't care about that.
Well, they did fine us $4,800.
Is that, I haven't got no bill.
Yeah.
Huh?
$28.
Oh, $28?
$28.
Yeah, it's 30 days or whatever, or over.
Right.
So is this Board of Labor?
No, Department of Labor.
Department of Labor?
Yeah, they're the one in charge of OSHA and...
PESH.
PESH and, yeah. There's no negotiating with them either.
Well, you call them up and pumps freeze and I'm holding it.
It could have been 30 days.
Okay. What else? Okay. All right. Thanks, Rick. Library.
Yes, I guess right along with the Highway Department, we're very thankful for the work the Highway Department, and Chris has also filled in when they put it, but they've done a great job this year clearing the snow, including this morning. When we had ice a couple weeks ago, somebody sanded it. And the sidewalk guy done a great job. It's really fun. We really want to thank everybody a lot. It's really been very helpful. And of course, the big news we had our board meeting last night, and our big news is to finish off the grant. And things are going very well. And we had hoped that the prisons were going to do the bookshelves for us. And we had Jennifer McIntyre, second grade teacher, been working, and we thought Altona was going to do it, and then they said they couldn't. And then so she went to Denimora, Seven Lakes, she went everywhere. Nobody would do it. So then she started with schools and CV Tech, and it looks like Shazy and NCCS should be able to do it for us.
Yeah.
So we want to keep it local. We could order a catalog, but so we're hoping to get materials and hardware from Sample Lumber,
yeah,
and have the schools work on it. And Ace Hardware is going to donate the polyurethane. If you recall, a year and a half ago, they donated all the paint for the building, and we got a lot of, again, very much appreciated for how businesses have given them a lot. So that's the main thing. We're working on that. We're doing furnishing. The new circulation desk is in. So again, stop by the library business. It's going to look even much better by the fall. And thanks again, everybody.
All right.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you, Art. Okay. Beautification?
Just the decorations, and again, as soon as we can.
Waiting on the weather.
Yeah, the wind is really kind of...
Oh, seems like it blows every day now.
And it's kind of taking pieces off of them, so.
Yeah.
And Christmas is done.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Assessor. Anything for the board?
The rolls close March 1st. And it's only four people who I haven't been able to get in touch to get their exemptions in. No answer on the phone numerous times. I called everybody three, four times. Sent them out early this year, got them all back. So four out of eight pages, not bad return.
Nope, not bad at all.
As I say, I haven't given up hope yet. But if they send it in, I just don't want them to date it.
Right.
Because March 1st was the cutoff.
The cutoff.
So four people.
Okay.
Want to say that the, the sun panels, I put a tentative assessment on all of them, and they'll come out with the roll, comes out May 1st, they'll get some. Not a full assessment.
Right.
Because they're not online yet.
Right.
But they're
right.
Very, very close.
Yeah, they are. They're getting very close.
So I am looking forward to, who's the code enforcement officer?
John.
Talk to you later. Thank you, that's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Anyone here from the youth program? Anything for the board? No. Town historian? No. Fire department. I got the fire report from Dan Dumas, fire chief. For the month of February, they had 16 calls. Three house fires, six motor vehicle accidents, one barn fire, one chimney, one power line down, two good intent, one medical assist, and one fuel spill. Okay. That was by Dan Dumas, fire chief. EMS, got the report for the EMS. February call was 116 total calls. 1,967.8 miles, load miles. Average time of response 2.89. So far for January and February, they have a total of 251 calls. We got 52 in Champlain, 38 in Moores, and 26 in Ross's Point. That was the EMS report. The EMS building is ready for them to move in. I guess they had forgot to order their locks for the doors, and it takes 2 weeks, to 10 days or 2 weeks to get them. I think they're supposed to get them around the 20th of this month, and they'll have them installed, and then they can move in. They didn't want to move in there without having the locks on there because everybody's got a card how they get in, and it'd be the same as their station in Champlain, so they didn't want to move in before they had their locks in there. So that's what they're just waiting on now. Okay, court report for the month of February was $11,467. Of that, $7,989 went to the state, $738 went to the county, and $2,730 went to the town of Moores. Okay, old business. Anything on your old business? I guess the old business would be the bids for the sand pit. Our old sand pit. Looks like we have three bids. Did I, Justin Bolsley, place a bid on tax map 43-1-12.2 in the amount of $6,555. Okay, bid number one.
Who was that, Jeff?
Justin Bolsley. I, Arnold A. Stone, representing Stone Farms, offering a purchase bid of $20,440 for the sand pit on the Big Hill Road located in Morse Forks. Tax map ID 43.1-12.2. Two. Hi, Mark Lehman, wish to put a bid of $20,100 on a parcel on Big Hill Road of tax map 43-1-12.2. Okay.
What was the amount on that one?
What's that? $20,100.
Thank you.
Okay, looks like bid number two at $20,440 is the highest bid. No phone number on there. That's phone numbers on there, so we'll get in contact with you. Okay, thank you everybody that put in a bid.
We have to make motions to accept the bid.
Yep. Yeah, we can do that now, as long as... So, somebody want to make a motion? Accept the highest bid?
The highest bid.
Okay. All right.
You're pending confirmation?
Yep.
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, anything else under old business? Anybody got anything else under old business? No? Okay. Well, let's go to new business. Just want to announce that Renee McFarland from the IDA is here. And I guess after, when's the public hearing?
We'll hold it after evening.
After this meeting's done? Okay. So I guess she's going to hold a public hearing on the solar project up on the Bowes Road after we get done our meeting here. So if anybody has any questions for her, she'll be here. Okay, our copier in the town here is, our lease is done with it. So Renee got a quote from, I think it's pretty much same company we deal with now. For a new copier, so it looks like $100 a month, $100.42 a month for 60 months, and plus $14.40 for the toner and any labor and stuff when they come to repair it. It takes care of all the repairs. It's up to looks like 2,000 copies per month, so the total at $114.82 a month for 60 months on the new copier. Questions?
Is that like a rental fee?
Yeah. If we were to buy it, it's like $13,097 to buy it.
And then you'd
have to maintain it and stuff like that. That's the one we've gotten there now. Is the same thing.
That's $14 of your maintenance?
Yeah, maintenance fee and the toner and the, yeah. So. A motion to go ahead and...
I'll make a motion to accept.
Irving? I'll second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Carried. Thank you. Anything else under new business?
The sidewalks. I talked to Val Basil, and he said it takes them 2 years to redo.
Route 11 here? The Main Street?
Main Street. Want to do some patchwork into the land? Or?
Is it just this street, or is it all Champlain Street also?
I think it's just this street.
Just this street. Down by Curtin Long is pretty bad down there.
Yeah, there's a culvert out too.
There's one that's a wash out there.
I can check and see what that's going to, if it is going to do that.
Yeah, if it's,
because that's Route 11 as well.
Because I just asked them about the village.
I wonder how that works, like the culvert coming across the road, and when it gets to our sidewalk, it's rotted out. Now, are they responsible for that, or is that something we're responsible for?
I think when we worked for Francis, we put that in for the village. We put that sidewalk down there. Mm-hmm. So it's one we put, the village put in.
So we can, I mean, if we're responsible, we can might as well go ahead and get that fixed and finish, repairing the sidewalk.
Yeah.
As long as they're not, I mean, you want to double check with them, but.
There's no other drainage on that side of the road, is there? No manholes down through there?
I don't think so.
I think it's under one on the other side.
All on Route 11 here.
They probably won't touch that, I mean, as far as sidewalk.
Yeah, because a lot of them manholes are all.
I'll check with them.
Getting rotted out.
Where's it?
Yeah, just double check with them, see if they're going to do Champlain Street also. Okay. All right, thanks, Dick. Okay, anything else under new business? All right, I guess we're in the public comment.
Jeff?
Yep.
We have a couple candidates for Area 2 legislators here tonight.
Okay, yep, true. We've got Francis Perrier, who's running for Area 2 legislator. And Pam Ross is also running for Area 2 legislator. Okay, good luck.
Area 2 is from Cannon's Corners up.
From Morse, from Woods Falls Road up.
Four Corners, Morse Forks, west.
Yeah, so, okay. All right, so now, public comment, anybody answer for the board? Okay, all right, so, yes. Yeah, we move the motion to close, and then Renee can do her thing. The motion to close, Dick?
Yep.
Don, second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Terry, thank you. Thank you, everybody, thank you, everybody, for coming.
Don't want to stop.